826. Now, what do you do if you live in landlocked Birmingham, about as far from the sea as you could possibly be? Well, of course, you visit every remaining seaside pier in the country, of course. Well, you do if you're Danny Smith from Northfield, who joins me now. All right, Danny.
How's it going?
And John Bounds from Great Barr. Morning, John.
Morning, Adrian.
And it's all contained in this little volume here, Pier Review, a road trip to all 55 piers in England and Wales, which is out now. Pierless, according to Danny Wallace as well. Why, Danny?
The glib answer is that we had a few drinks in the pub and came up with the title and just had to do it after that. But actually, we grew up in Birmingham, obviously, and went to the seaside. It was a very special occasion. So we wanted to see the coast of the country and visit all the seasides of our memory.
What state are the piers in? Because some piers have sort of gone by now, haven't they? Burnt down, washed into the sea. Those that remain, are they in good health?
Yeah, there seems to be three distinct categories. There seems to be derelict piers that nobody knows what to do with, and people are kind of waiting for either the council to step in or private contractors to come in and do it up. There seems to be private piers that are all very entertainment based and lots of arcades. And then there's community piers where the community have come together and raised the money, like Hastings recently.
And I was just trying to think, where was it? Was it Weston or Burnham? One of our local piers burnt down, didn't it, a few years back? Weston, wasn't it?
Weston's burnt down a few times, yeah. They just refurbed it, £1 million refurb, and it burnt down pretty much a couple of days later. And then it's been done up now, and it's a really popular pier.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear. I like the pier at Burnham, actually. Just have a little fun fair on there. Nothing wrong with a bit of entertainment on a pier. Where was your favourite one, John?
My favourite is actually one of the ones that's completely closed and completely falling down.
of course.
Totland Bay.
Where, sorry?
Totland Bay on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Totland Bay?
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
It's gorgeous. When we were doing our trip in 2 weeks, we reached it just as the sun was setting and you could kind of see across the pier and across to England and it just looked absolutely fantastic. You can't go on it, but it looked really nice.
And I'm just like, there was two piers in Brighton. There was one which is still working, and then there's a kind of a tumble-down, ramshackle pier, pretty much like the one you've described in the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, the West Pier in Brighton is a little bit more of it fell into the sea just this weekend, apparently. I don't think it's very long for this world. It still looks nice.
Yeah. Danny, I'm just thinking, you know, piers were very much of their time, weren't they? Kind of grew up in the Victorian era. The very fact that you could kind of walk out into the sea without getting your feet wet was a thing.
Yeah.
They were, you know, a little bit, I don't know, a little bit, how can I put this? There was a little bit of scandal associated with them maybe in the old days, you know, because they were sort of off limits a little bit. But have they not just had their day?
I think there's always value in being able to go out into the sea and just stare. I mean, as much as the entertainments on the piers were all well and good, the best piers seem to be the ones where there's not really any distractions and you can just go out and be with something that's bigger than yourself.
You're not talking about John here.
Shared a car with him for 10 days and a tent.
Where's your favourite?
My favourite, I've got to say it was Boscombe near Bournemouth.
Boscombe, yeah.
Yeah, Boscombe Pier. No, yeah. Boscombe.
Yeah, because?
The sun had just come out. Yeah, that a lot of the journey seems to be predicated on our enjoyment
the
on whether the sun
has come out.
Whether the sun was in the sky.
Well, listen, it's a beautiful book. It's the history of the piers, and it's your kind of road trip as a couple of lads just enjoying your few days away as well, visiting the piers. It's called Pier Review, a road trip in search of the Great British Seaside. John Bounds and Danny Smith, thank you very much indeed. It's out now, BBC WN at 8:30.